This month marks the 10-year anniversary of the start of the financial crisis in our country and the market crash. WBGO's Scott Pringle takes a look back with the folks who have spent their lives working in the financial sector.
It was September 15th, 2008. Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy. The collapse of the big bank shattered the too-big-to-fail theory, setting off the start of a financial crisis and huge plunge of the stock market over the months to come. Ultimately, the government bailed out the banks. Now, on September 29th, 2008, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all dropped between 7 and 9%. Michael Carrig, who runs a brokerage firm, recalls that day.
Well, I was trying to get out of the stocks I was in as quick as I could. I guess I was lucky in a way that some of the trades that I wanted to make couldn't be made because there was a breakdown in the system in the afternoon. Thankfully, because I didn't sell them, they came back the next day, to my delight, of course. And I think that happened to a lot of people. Blind luck, I guess. I don't know what else to call it.
Michael Green is in commercial banking.
I don't think much of the public understands how close we were to complete financial meltdown, to be going to ATMs and not being able to get your cash out of the bank. I mean, I think that's literally how close we came. It may have been, it may not have been all financial institutions, but certainly many of the large ones.
Do you think this could happen again?
Not in the short term. As a result of that, most of the banks, certainly the banks that are involved in that type of those types of transactions, have put into place risk management and compliance programs, coupled with regulatory oversight, which is really making that much more difficult to occur.
But Carrig says yes,
absolutely. Anytime you have people, they get too euphoric, they think that it'll never go down, and it does. But generally, it comes back.
Jason Abrams is a hedge fund manager.
I'm a little worried that we're on the edge of another kind of bubble, or, you know, another major correction. 9 years since it started coming back, so it concerns me.
What could cause another crash?
Just overvaluation, trade tariffs.
Now, the market, for the most part, has been rising ever since this crash a decade ago, even setting some new records. That's drawing smiles and high fives here in what many consider the financial capital of the world. But some are still severely hurt by the crash, like Ken's buddy.
You know, I got a 55-year-old friend that's living with his mother. You know, and he lived in a million-dollar house on the hill overlooking Glendale in L.A. So he was doing very well. And he drove a Mercedes. And now he's got nothing.
Because of the market crash.
Because of the market crash. Because she was in the structural engineering field, and therefore, when that happened, the market crash, there was no work whatsoever in that entity, in the real estate and whatnot. And so that really took a hit on a lot of people in those areas.
On Wall Street, Scott Pringle, WBGO News.